From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of The Best in Jazz. We'll open the hour with a classic from 1968 and a quartet from Denmark, fronted by tenor sax great Carsten Meinert, with Ole Mattesson on piano, Hendrik Hove bass, and Ole Steenberg on drums. Carsten's style of sax playing has been likened to that of John Coltrane and even Pharoah Sanders. This is the opening track from his album To You, and it's his take of a John Coltrane tune which, by the late 60s, had already become a jazz standard, Naima.
We'll be right back.
Going back to 1964 for organist Larry Young, with Grant Green on guitar, Sam Rivers on sax, and Elvin Jones on drums. A Latin-tinged soul jazz groove it was, Plaza de Toros, Plaza of the Bulls. That first appeared on Larry's Blue Note Records LP, Into Something, released back in 64. You can also find it on a compilation, part of the Blue Notables series of CDs, Blue Notables Volume 12, Blue Note's Six Vital Organs, Home of the Hammond. The iconic organists featured here, Larry Young, of course, also Jimmy Smith, Jimmy McGriff, Brother Jack McDuff, Big John Patton, and Babyface Willette. Before that, pianist Pamela Hines. She's composed music for both jazz vocalists and instrumentalists alike. We listen to a track from her album 3-2-1. Most of the tracks, a combination of originals and standards, find Pamela in a trio, with Dave Clark on bass and Joran Israel on drums. This, however, was a piano-bass duet, their rendition of Loose Blues. And we began the set with another classic from the 60s, from 1968, and a Danish quartet fronted by Carsten Meinert on tenor sax, John Coltrane's Naima from To You. More European jazz in this set of the program, and we'll open the set with a quintet from Spain fronted by drummer Juanma Barroso, and a track from his 2015 Fresh Sound Records release, Piro's Mood. As I said, in a quintet with Jorge Vistel trumpet, Ariel Bringuez on sax, Luis Guerra piano, and bassist Rainer Elizarde. This is El Centro de la Esfera. We'll be right back.
sails are white, the sky is bright, heading out into the blue with the crew of only two, where we can share love, salty air on a little paradise to float. Not a care have we in my little boat. The wind is still, we feel a thrill of a voyage heaven bound, so we only drift around. By the sun, two hearts as one, beating with intended bliss, melting in another kiss. When daylight ends and slightly sends little stars to twinkle brightly above, it's goodbye to my
Going back to 1951, for a very young Stan Getz on tenor sax, one of his earliest sessions as a leader after leaving Woody Herman's band. Sessions recorded live at Storyville in Boston on October 28, 1951, with Jimmy Rainey guitar, Al Haig piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Tiny Cohen on drums. We heard a Gigi Grice composition, Mosquito Knees. That's available on a CD from the German International Music Company, the album The Song Is You, containing the entire 1951 Storyville concert. Before that, speaking of Germany, we listened to a group co-led by vocalist Lisa Wallant and reedman Mulo Franzl, featured on both clarinet and sax for this album, the album Bossa Nova Affair. And on that track, they were joined by Robert Stamm, vibes, Robert Wolf, guitar, Didi Lauka, bass, and Robert Kennar on drums. It was the opening track of the release, in fact, Little Boat. And we began the set with a drummer from Spain, Juanma Barroso, leading his quintet through El Centro de la Esfera from the album Piero's Mood. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed show playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes. That's all available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll open our final set of the hour with trumpeter Art Farmer leading his quartet from a Concord Records release from 1982, the album Warm Valley. He's joined by Fred Hirsch on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Akira Tana on drums. This is a piece from the Billy Strayhorn songbook, UMMG, Upper Manhattan Medical Group. Thank you.
Thank you.
From 1978, the duo of American pianist Joanne Brackeen and Japanese guitarist Ryo Kawasaki. That year, they cut an LP for the Timeless label called Trinkets and Things, and we heard a cut from it, Shadowbrook Air. Unfortunately, to my knowledge at least, this album has never been reissued on CD, and my copy of the LP is a bit worse for wear, I don't mind saying. Nevertheless, classic sounds for guitar and piano. I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, the Brian Landris Trio. Brian Landris emphasizing the lower register on this recording, appropriately titled The Deep Below, out on Palmetto Records. He's featured on baritone and bass sax, bass flute, and bass clarinet, a program of originals and standards on which he's backed by Lonnie Plaxico on bass and Billy Hart on drums. We heard Sophisticated Lady. And we began the set with a quartet. So in the set you heard a quartet, then a trio, then a duo. The Art Farmer Quartet with Billy Strayhorn's Upper Manhattan Medical Group, often simply abbreviated as UMMG. Look for that on the album Warm Valley. And that will do it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Join me again when you can for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.